5 medal winners yesterday. So not a bad day there at Lincoln North Star. The Gator invite yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good tournament. You know, our first time going to Lincoln North Star, and a lot of teams that we don't normally get to see throughout the season, a lot of teams that we'll never see again the rest of the season. You know, the majority of the teams were Class A, and so it's good for our kids to, you know, see those kids and see how we match up against, you know, that level of competition. And plus Omaha Scut was there as well. And so it was good for our guys to see, you know, Omaha Scut for the first time this year. Normally we don't get to see them until state. And so, you know, it was a good experience all around for our guys. You know, individually, we had one champion, Tristan Campbell, made 144 pounds for the first time this season, and went out there and took care of business and wrestled really well in all of his matches, and just continues to keep the ball rolling, and no signs of let up there. And so that was good to see. We had a couple of second place finishes, John White at 120 pounds and Spencer Steinbeck at a heavyweight. Both got second place. Spencer in his championship match wrestled a kid from Fremont that, you know, most people would say is probably going to be the Class A champ this year. He's probably the favorite to win, you know, state in Class A. And so it was good for Spencer, you know, to see that level of competition. He doesn't normally get to see the kids quite like that. And so it was good for him to be pushed and tested like that. You know, unfortunately, he came up short. And then we had a couple of other medalists. Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds got third place. And Alec Osborne, just a freshman at 132 pounds, I believe he got fourth place. And so that was Alec, his first varsity medal. And so, you know, kudos to him. I'm sure he'll get a lot more medals in his career, but, you know, you always remember where you got your first medal. And so, you know, his hard work in the practice room is starting to pay off. And, you know, even the guys that didn't place, you know, they all wrestled tough. You know, the first two rounds went really well for us. I think we only lost one match. And, you know, we were actually sitting right behind Omaha Scut in the team points. And so that was pretty exciting, the first two rounds. But then, you know, unfortunately, we fell off a little bit in the later rounds, and I think we ended up finishing a fifth overall.
Any big-time matches, any ones kind of stand out on the day yesterday involving your kids?
You know, I'd say probably, you know, maybe Tristan Campbell's match in the finals against a pretty tough kid from Lincoln North Star. You know, I thought it was going to be a little bit tougher than what it was, but Tristan proved me wrong once again and went out there and pinned the kid in the first period. And so I guess maybe I'm just underestimating Tristan Campbell a little bit of what he's capable of. But I was really impressed with, you know, how he wrestled in that finals match.
You had your fair share of medalists, so it sounds like you scored a few points there at Beatrice on Saturday.
Yeah, the Beatrice tournament was a, you know, pretty good experience, a pretty good day for our team. We, you know, got to see, like I said before, some teams that, we don't normally get to see. And, that's the whole purpose of, going there. And, we wrestled pretty well against, the competition that was there on Saturday. We had, one champion, on the day, and, that was, Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds. He wrestled really well. Picked up several tech falls on the day, and then wrestled a really tough kid in the finals from Gretna East, and won pretty convincingly 7-2 in that match. And so, you know, he just continues to keep the ball rolling and wrestling at a very high level, and we're pretty pleased with the results so far for him. Then we also had several guys get second place on the day. John White at 120 pounds wrestled a really tough kid from Beatrice in the finals, but the rest of his matches he wrestled really well, lost in the finals to the kid from Beatrice, unfortunately. Spencer Steinbeck got second place as well His only loss on the day was a kid from Beatrice as well. And Jackson Blomstedt got second place at 165 pounds. And so good job for all three of those guys. And then we had two other guys that got third place. Justin Chancellor at 126 pounds went 2-1 on the day, picking up a couple of good wins for himself. And then Gabe Roberts also got a third place on the day, losing only to a kid from Gretna East. And a side note for Gabe Roberts was, I believe his last match of the day, he won. And that was his 100th career win. And so, you know, that's quite the accomplishment, you know, to get 100 wins in your career. And so, you know, we're pretty pleased and happy for him for getting that done on Saturday.
Overall, Coach, big weekend. I know we talked about the Lincoln North Star invite there on Saturday morning. Overall, two good invites, and the kids came out and showed their stuff, had a good weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a 2-day grind for sure, and you know, a lot of our guys got anywhere from 8 to 10 matches in 2 days, and you know, we told them it's kind of like a mini state tournament type setting where it was the first time all year our guys had to weigh in back to back days, and you know, just the level of competition they were going up against. You know, it was going to be very similar to what they would be experiencing at the end of the season down at the state tournament. And we were very pleased with, you know, how our guys responded and how they wrestled in both days at Lincoln North Star and Beatrice. And, you know, I think our guys gained a little bit of respect from some of those teams back east. I don't think, you know, they knew what they were getting into. The teams back east, when they wrestled the kid from McCook, I think they probably maybe overlooked us a little bit. But our kids, you know, rose to the challenge and went out there and showed the teams back east that, you know, we can wrestle a little bit as well. And so we were pretty pleased with the results over the 2 days.
Got a busy week coming up, Coach. I see JV kids go on Tuesday up at Perkins County. Then your varsity kids back in the match. You're heading to Oberlin for a couple of duels with Oberlin and Phillipsburg.
Yep. Our JVs back on the mat on Tuesday at Perkins County for a tournament. And they always bring in some good wrestlers. It's always usually one of our tougher JV tournaments with the teams that they bring in. And so that'll be a good challenge for a lot of our younger guys. And then, on Thursday, we have two more duels. We go down to Kansas and we duel Oberlin, and we finish it up with a duel against Phillipsburg. And both of those teams are traditionally pretty good. You know, they always have some good, tough wrestlers in their lineup, and it'll be another good challenge for us, not just individually, but as a team as well. You know, hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to pick up two more dual victories, but it's not going to be easy, and we know that we have to be wrestling our best and make sure everybody makes weight and get all the weights filled, and it should be an exciting night of wrestling.
And then that Chase County invite on Saturday, just got to go down the road just about an hour or so, and that'll have some good competition, good field of teams down there as well on Saturday.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's definitely going to be a lot shorter trip than it was last weekend. You know, driving only an hour will be pretty nice. You know, we started going to Chase County last year and we really liked it. We get to see a lot of the teams in the area that we don't normally get to see. And, you know, it's always good when you see new competition. You get tired of wrestling the same people over and over again. So we try to expose our kids to as many different wrestlers in all parts of the state throughout the season. And Chase County does that. And should be a good day of wrestling. They bring in a lot of teams. And so our guys, you know, they should get quite a few matches on Saturday. And, you know, we'll be pretty excited to head over there.